newsletter, mirsnews.com. You got to go there if you want to know what's happening at the state capitol. Quote of the day is always very entertaining, I think. The quote today is, "I'm not going to say anything ill of the dead." That comes from Bob LeBrant of the Sterling Corporation about Jocelyn Benson's right to know constitutional amendment, which was shelved until the 2014 election. So that dog has been put to bed.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise, I think, to all of us, because it's only been 10 days since Jocelyn Benson first announced that ballot proposal, Tony, and that was going to allow folks to know what kind of corporate contributions were going to be out there. They were going to be more publicly available. Folks were going to need to know more, or were going to be allowed to know more about those contributions. The problem is that there's a lot of other ballot proposals going on right now, and organized labor was concerned that, for one, it would it would crowd out their ballot proposals with time and energy, but more importantly, there would be some political repercussions toward putting that out there then. Entities like the Michigan Chamber would work with the House and Senate here in the state and pass legislation that would crack down on financial disclosures for organized labor. That would be in effect for this year. And, so they would be playing on an uneven playing field. They would have to release their corporate contributions or their contributions.
Ah, a little double-edged sword there, huh?
Yeah. So you're seeing the problem here, Tony, you know. They would have, because right now, you know, that Citizens United decision of, was last year or the year before, it said that you could have corporate contributions now in campaigns. And so that means that organized labor don't have to rely just on their PAC money for political races. That means that they can go ahead and use money from their from various funds if need be. And if they have to release that information, it's an uneven playing field. And so unions don't want that. So Jocelyn Benson's proposal gets kicked into 2014.
Geraldine Lasher was on the program from the governor's office last week, and I asked her if right to work came to the governor's desk, would he sign it? She kept telling me that he hopes it doesn't come. He's not expecting it to come, but she would not answer the question if he would sign it or not.
Yeah, and, you know, we asked her that, too, yesterday, and it kind of got the same reaction. And, she went a little bit further to say that during the campaign, when he was asked, he said that he would sign the bill if it came to him. But now his standard line has been, I don't want it on my desk. And so you ask, would you sign if it got to your desk? I don't want it on my desk. You know, so we can bang our head against the wall all day, but that's the answer we're going to get. And so, you know, that makes you wonder, okay, is he fluctuating a little bit on this? I mean, is there a little wiggle room? You know, does this have to do with the constitutional amendment that the organized labor is putting out to guarantee collective bargaining? You know, it kind of makes you wonder. What it does say, though, is that he doesn't want to get in the middle of the fight.
Representative Bob Janetsky has been in the media lately. I didn't know if I should cover this or not, but since it's on your website, I'm going to bring it up. Do you think it's a story that he was busted for drunk driving and that he publicly was telling folks he needed to find a driver? He couldn't find a ride down here. What's the deal with that story?
Well, I don't know. We're covering it because he's a state representative and we cover state politics. And, you know, whenever somebody gets in trouble with the law, drunk driving, we do cover it. I was just telling my wife last night, I think there's been four since I've been here, state reps who've got pulled over for drunk driving. Ganetsky's is probably the least offensive. I mean, he blew a .08, which is just at the legal limit. I mean, drunk driving's is not condonable in any way, shape, or form. Don't get me wrong, he blew the just at the legal limit, and then afterwards blew a .06. And it's gotten a lot of coverage, Tony. It really has. I don't know. You know, we covered it because we did a story today because we got. We FOIA'd for a toxicology report that showed that he blew a .08 where that hadn't been covered before. Mm-hmm. In general, is it really that big of a deal? I don't know. I mean, it's not like he hopped a curb and hit an old lady or something. So, you know, I mean, there's certainly a lot more, you know, serious offenses. We cover it. But I wouldn't call it the biggest story in the world.
All right. Before we let you go, Kyle, what's going to be the news of the day of the state capitol the next couple of days?
Well, I think we're going to be interested to see what kind of budgets the Senate passes. You know, the governor put out his budget in February, and the House and Senate want to get it moving and get it passed by June 1 like they did last year. You know, they're going to try for a twofer. They did it last year. They want to do it this year. But the Senate D's, or the Senate Republicans, are looking at some additional cuts. You know, Snyder was going to spend a little bit more money. And the Senate Republicans are concerned that money isn't going to be coming in, and they're going to make some cuts to about $150 million. So we're going to be interested to see where they're looking at to make some reductions.
All right, Kyle Malin is with the MERS newsletter. Check it out if you want to know what's going on at the state capitol. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, it's my pleasure.